Welcome back to Compliments to the Chef. I'm your host, Nancy.
And I'm your host, Bits.
And we are one day off from the finale, which means we have an incredibly special bonus episode coming your way with the one, the only, the winner of season 22, Tristan Epps. Long congratulations and welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much.
Woo! We've
Excited to
been
be
waiting to say
here.
that.
Oh my God. We're so excited to have you. It's been truly such a joy watching you this season. Like, I know you hear enough about it on this pod if you listen, but like, even when
I
we're not
do.
recording ourselves, we're only talking about Top Chef.
Yeah.
So
And in all of
this
our
is like
group
a real dream
chats,
come
we're also
true.
talking about Top Chef. So
We have no other interests.
It's
Okay.
healthy. It's fine.
Super healthy. Really well
Very.
adjusted over here.
But we're going to kick it off with a very hard-hitting question that we've been waiting to ask you, which is, what did pickles ever do to you?
Oh man. So one day I was at the park and I was swinging and it pushed me off the swing. And I was just like, it and ketchup just ganged up on me. And
Not ketchup too. Oh my
oh
God, beat up by
man.
ketchup as a kid. I hate ketchup.
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't know why I don't like it. I remember like a weird thing back when I was like a kid and some lady, I think it was a babysitter, like forced me to eat a like a burger and it had pickles on it, and I'd never tried pickles at that point. And it was really off-putting. And I don't know, the smell of it really gets me. I worked at McDonald's when I was younger, and like
Oh,
that's
yeah.
it.
Okay. Enough
I'm not
said.
gonna like as soon as you like pop the top, it's just like so I admittingly worked for McDonald's for like a year and a half and not put one pickle on anything. Like just completely skipped it. When I work.
If
So if
you
you, I'm sorry
ordered
for
a
people.
burger from Tristan at the McDonald's in Virginia Beach, you did not get a pickle.
You did not
You're
get pickles.
entitled to compensation.
Yeah, you didn't get pickles. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Didn't
Well,
even open the package.
on a more serious note, we got a little bit of pickles, but we got a whole lot more from you this season. And something in particular that was just such a joy to watch is the way that there's layers to everything you do. There's layers in the narratives that you weave, in the ingredients that you choose, in the cuisines that you sort of fuse together. When you look back on your career as a chef to date, do you see that as something just innate to you? Is it a skill that you've honed with the help of mentors or lived experience or moments? How do you get to the point where you are now, where you're able to do so much in a single dish?
I ask myself why a lot. And honestly, I think anyone and everyone already does it. I mean, I think anyone can do it. I don't think everyone can do it or does do it. It's gonna sound weird, but I think they do do it just without knowing that they're doing it because they're only focused on one way, right? Like a chef that says like, I only make Filipino cuisine, but really they're making Chinese cuisine. They also have Spanish influence. They have all of that, right? But they're just not PRing it the way they should. And that is, I think that's maybe what I'm good at because I had to learn that there really isn't a lot of fusion out there. It's just food forced together by colonization. And if
Interesting.
we just rip it apart a little bit, like it's all there. And then we're all connected at some point in some way, like somewhere.
And we saw that play out for sure in the foraging episode, and that was a really beautiful moment. I wonder too, like where, we learn a bit about, again, pulling back the layers of Tristan throughout the season. We learn that you have lived in every corner of the world, have cooked every type of food. Did you set out to do that? Was that like a goal for yourself to just gain the level of exposure that you've managed to gain, or was it a happy accident along the way?
I mean, my mom was military, so a lot of it was I had to do it anyway. But at the same time, once I've moved every 2 years of my entire life, like
Wow.
just
Unbelievable.
two, maybe three, or maybe three. Let's call it pandemic a 4 year one, just because we canceled that year. But that was that, and then I also think I lived in these countries just through other people. I've been blessed to work through a lot of places that had like a lot of immigrants and a lot of visa, students. And, my goal was to always party with them and, eat what they were eating and, when they were feeling homesick. But, I was it on purpose as I got older? No, I think it was just me willing to do whatever. And if somebody asked me, like, is it time to go somewhere? I just never said no. And my mom always said, like, you can do anything for a year. Like, it's just a year. Like, think of, you've been saying you're going to work out for the last year, and that's gone by fast. Like, it's stuff like that. So, when I worked for Marcus, like, I got a 4-day notice on, like, do you want to move to Sweden? And what was I supposed to say? Like, no. Like, like, I need to go to Bermuda. Like, all right, how long? Like, until you can come back. And it was just like those kinds of things where I just never limited myself and just wanted to keep cooking and learning and asking myself why.
Love it.
That
Beautiful.
spirit is envious because I think to you it feels so obvious. What am I going to say? No, but there are many people out there who would give you a list of the reasons why you would
Yeah,
say
there's
no.
plenty of limitations. Yeah, no, there's plenty of limitations, but if the limitations aren't there, I'm slightly disappointed if in you if you're just like, no, here's fine.
Well, to take it back to the actual season of Top Chef, because there's so much we want to know. But you were really consistently on the top throughout the season with very few faults or fumbles. But were there any judges' critiques, reactions, or praise that have really stuck with you since being on the show?
I noticed I had some salty food every once in a while, but
You feeling salty about that, or was your take like hard disagree?
I don't know. Those season haters gave me a lot of salty looks, but obviously, like hearing like this is one of the best foods I've ever had, or the best dishes I've ever had from Tom, was really cool. And the weird part is I didn't really get to see the curmudgeon-y part. Like, I don't think any of us really got to see the curmudgeon-y part of Tom. And that was really cool, as we've seen from past seasons. And let's call it, I'm going off of what you said, not what I'm saying. I was consistently at the top, so I never really got to hear the negative part for other people because I wasn't in the room. But the biggest one was my negative, right? Like my the one time I was at the bottom on both things was, in my head I was just like, pour the sauce on the freaking dish and eat it together. And like, what's the deal? Like, one's under season, one's over season. Like, what's the deal here?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are you peeling back the cabbage and eating only the ins? Like, do you separate your burger when you eat it? And like,
Eat by the layers.
but honestly, like, I lost a little focus that day, and it made me razor focus then. Like, every little piece of item needs to have that detail towards it, like I'd been doing. And that day it didn't hit, and so that one really stuck with me. But the negative stuff always is what sticks with me, not the like,
Of course.
not the positive
I feel like
bits.
that's human nature. And I mean, so you lived through some of this critique, and now over the last many months, you've had to honestly like patiently wait and watch this all play out all over again on TV. What was it like having to like sit back and watch this in real time? And like what has it just been like to like have to sit on this enormous secret for months?
I mean, that wasn't so bad, honestly. Like, that's fine. I've done other shows before and I've had to keep secrets but watching it unfold was really nice. But I was like more excited because people got to hear the comments about like the food and the culture, and that was exciting for me for people to hear. Even if it wasn't me, right? Like, say if it was foreign, like really pumping Jamaican food, like watching that unfold was really cool to me because once again, my point was to push this culture forward and show it in a format. And the fact that it happened to have been me was a blessing. But just like hearing these critiques and this mentorship, is really cool because I learned a lot from Top Chef, watching it over years. And I honestly never learned from the people who did well. I learned from the people who got kicked off. And you learn more from the mistakes than you learn from the successes. And that's how I've always kind of operated. Like, learn from people's, screw ups and have plan B locked away.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why your risotto was so good from years of studied watching
Well, you know what the
22
funny
failed
thing is? We, I
risottos.
mean, I guess you guys saw it, but we got ripped apart for
Yeah, you did.
ripped apart. And that you saw a snippet of it. Like, we were there for like a good 45 minutes of Tom just lecturing us. And I made risotto, so it's just like
Yeah.
I'm like waiting for my turn, and just like and the
My
sad
God.
part of that is not the sad part. Well, the sabotaging part of it is in that Delta Lounge, it was me who brought up, like, I don't think risotto is a rice thing all the time. And like, it could be out of anything. Like, I've been progressive and I've done it without risotto before. And
Oh,
like, I went through that whole thing. And then, Cesar and like, and Schley and we're like, and Bailey stuck to her guns, like, no, risotto is rice. And like, sure, but like, no, let's like move the culture forward a little bit. And so it was like, it was me who did it. And then when they like actually did it, I was just like, oh no.
yeah, you guys like, damn, okay, I thought we were kind of all in that together.
Yeah,
I know that
like,
we need,
did
I know
I
we
do
don't,
that?
I know we don't have a ton of time with you, but I have to say, the fact that after 22 years we finally got a risotto challenge and it was a quick fire outside, I think is cruel. Like, they should have given you the time to do it.
The way they said it was buttoned up for just the right amount of time. Like, that's what they were trying to like tell us.
Risotto, with rice.
Risotto.
I love that. Love the emphasis.
Yeah.
Well, Tristan, to close us out, in the penultimate episode of the season, you really take to heart and internalize the advice that pressure is a privilege, which is something that we've heard athletes say before. What do you think with this new pressure as Top Chef moving forward, you're going to do with your career, with your time? How are you going to take this and move on and rise to the occasion?
Honestly, I think that it has given me the privilege to now pass this on and like hand this over. I have said when they asked me, like, what does Top Chef mean to you? And I think it is a not a singular title, right? This is my mom, my dad, my brother, the lady who stole tweezers from me for the from the hospital. They were my first tweezers, the books that were bought for me when I was a kid, the kitchens that Henry and Evelyn let me use to do all my food. Like, we're all Top Chef together. And like, that is what I think it is. And I hope that that can pass on, and more people will come for Top Chef, and if they want to do Burmese cooking, or they feel like their Uzbekistanian cooking is dope, like, they're all ready to do that. And I feel privileged to hopefully have given people hope to do that.
That's incredible. And we've said it a dozen million, 100,000 times, and we'll say it again. Like, it was so much fun. And honestly, it was just a privilege to watch you this season. And, no pressure, but we're watching. But no, it really was just such an incredible moment to share with you guys. Clearly, it was just a room full of really good people helping each other, lifting each other up. And just, I hope you feel immense pride in what you've done and what all of you have done. And thank you so much for just, thank you. It's been a wild ride and it was really nice to meet you. And thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. I listen all the time. Like, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so
Too
much,
kind.
Tristan. Congratulations and welcome to the club, the elite club of top chefs.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll
All
catch you
right.
later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.